That's exactly what we did yesterday. We threw it all away. We got started on our spring cleaning. I know, a miracle, right? It's Greg Tanner, 107.5 The Buzz. Maybe I'm getting over my lifelong addiction of procrastination. 107.5 The Buzz. You know, in San Francisco, when the Giants play, not all home games, but some of them, Steve Perry shows up too. And every time he's there, they put the camera on his face and they play this song and he sings along with it. It's awesome. Check it out. It's on YouTube and our Facebook.
Yes.
That's Kansas and this is The Buzz. Jack Ryan's coming back at this time to Prime Video. Mr. John Krasinski. I like John Krasinski. I'm a fan of his. I'd like to shake his hand and just say, dude, you're awesome. He's coming back as Jack Ryan in the new film. It's called Ghost War and it premieres May 20th. Again, that Jack Ryan movie on Prime Video. And this is 107.5 The Buzz. There was a time I used to know how to play that on guitar. Loves Battlefield, Pat Benatar. They say it's like riding a bike you never forget. But I think I forgot. I don't think I could do that. 107.5 The Buzz coming up still. Hold on, Steve Miller Band music on the way. And you two coming up. Journey music, 107.5 The Buzz, Bowie's classic hits. The 80s. Such a good time. Hair bands, tight jeans, and oftentimes male artists with their mullets wearing leather jackets, jerseys, or oftentimes no shirt at all. those were the days, right? Here's T-Rex and Bang a Gong. This is The Buzz. This is where we insert evil laughter. Thank you. 107.5 The Buzz. From 1980, the year that average income was about $20,000. A new home cost you about $69,000. In the year we got this song right here. His first song to hit in the top five. It peaked at 5 years. Hungry Heart, 1980. That's The Flame and Cheap Trick, 107.5 The Buzz. I have exciting news. Cassette, portable cassette players are on the comeback. Or so they tell me. Maxell, who's famous for making cassettes for like thousands of years practically, Maxell has just issued out a brand new portable cassette player, and it has some modern stuff on there too, like USB-C, and it has Bluetooth. I don't know. I love it. It's like $80 to $100, depending on where you get it. It's on Amazon right now. It's made by Maxell. Super cool, but after having the technology of just instantly pulling up a song and skipping ahead, do I want to rewind and fast forward again? That's my dilemma. You know, I mean, I did it once for years. I guess I could do it again. This is 107.5 The Buzz. I just don't know if I have patience to rewind. 107.5 The Buzz. You know, when I was in high school, we had, and I graduated in the class of 88. 88 is great. That was our motto. We had a jukebox in the cafeteria. It was the coolest thing. A jukebox in the cafeteria. It made lunch so much more fun. And the hero always turned out to be the kid who had the most quarters. And we would tell him our requests. Here's Foreigner on The Buzz. That's for sure. You can't always get what you want. That's the Stones. 107.5 The Buzz. Even if you have tons of money, you can't always get what you want. Proven in the case of Justin Timberlake this past week where, well, his video of the arrest when he was drunk, well, it's been released. He tried to stop it a few weeks ago with his attorneys going to court saying, no, we don't want this video getting out. It's going to ruin his reputation, da-da-da-da-da. Well, it's released, and we have it posted up on our Facebook page. Justin Timberlake was very, very cooperative. He wasn't inappropriate in any way, and I'm sure, of course, he regrets this decision. We'll see what happens. Just a little slap on the wrist, I'm sure. But the video's out there. And again, it's on our Facebook page. Check it out.
Maui's Classic Hits, 107.5 The Buzz.